Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Satan fell after the creation of the Garden of Eden, after Adam was created, then Satan fell. After Adam was made, Satan fell. Okay, so you get the picture here. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and the gold, the workmanship of thy tabors. I could talk about that. And all and thy pipes were prepared in the day that thou wast created. God created him. Matter of fact, if I could use this term, many of us, it's not biblically the term, but he would be God's high sheriff, okay? Satan would be. There's Michael. We see Michael. We see Gabriel. We see Lucifer. Three different domains. That's a whole different, another study there. But Lucifer was a top dog in God's order, okay? Verse number 14. Thou art the anointed cherub. What does the word anointed mean? In other words, there were other cherubs, but he was the anointed cherub. What does anointed mean? He was set apart. Appoint's a good word too, but he was special. He was anointed, like how Samuel would anoint King David and all. And you know, Lucifer was not just a cherub, he was anointed. He was a big dog. Okay, you understand what I'm saying here, okay? And I have set thee so, God made it so. Oh, it's up there. You know, these things are up there, and I never look at that. Never. Okay, I need to look at that more. I was going to ask if Greg had that up there. I have set thee as so. I set thee, and thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, and thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. I got to move on. Thou wast perfect in the ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. This is when Satan fell. And when he said, I will, we read in Isaiah, I will ascend into heaven. I will be like the Most High God. He wanted the worship of man. When he saw Adam say, you know what Satan wants today? He wants the worship of man. Hey, you see it all. Anyway, verse number 15. Thou was perfect in the ways that from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. I got to move on. So we see that Lucifer was a cherub, not just a cherub, an anointed cherub. Back in Hebrews chapter number 9, verse number 5. On the day of atonement, the high priest would sprinkle the blood of the sacrifice on the mercy seat to cover the tables of law within the ark. They'd been breaking the law. So the purpose, I'm jumping ahead of myself. God did not look at the broken law. He looked at the blood. Did you get that? That's so important. That's why, remember, the law is in the Ark of the Covenant. The law had been broken. So the high priest would come and he would place the blood upon that ark, and God no longer looked at the law that was broken. He looked at the blood of that sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Christ is now our mercy seat. He is our propitiation, and time won't allow. I see a bunch of you taking notes. Write these verses down, okay? It speaks of propitiation and Christ being our mercy seat. John 3:25. 1 John 2:2. Again, it speaks that Jesus is our propitiation. And then you see in 1 John 4:10. All speaks of that, the mercy seat propitiation, that now Christ is our propitiation. Let me get this. And then the rest of verse number 5, it says, of which we cannot now speak particularly. What does that mean, preacher? It literally means, Paul means that he's not going into detail of the significance of each article of the tabernacle. That's not his purpose in writing this. He's not going to explain to this what all the, because they already knew what these, what the candlestick was about, what the Ark of the Covenant, they knew what, so he didn't have to go into detail like I do Gentiles. You know, most of us have no clue. That's the only reason I went into detail. He said, I don't have to. The furnishings, these furnishings portrayed Christ. Christ has now come, and reality has replaced symbolism. Christ is the one, not those articles. And that's why he said, now we're not going to speak of it particularly. It's not important now. Now Christ is our focus. Now Christ has come and opened a new and a living way to the Father. Now our focus is the worship of Christ and the sacrifice he made. Christ is our great high priest, and he is the new covenant. And that's what he meant by that. Not that it wasn't important. It's very important about these articles when he said, I'm not going to speak to it now particularly, because they knew all about that. His focus was not on those articles. His focus was on who? Christ. Christ. Verse number 6. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest always went always into the first tabernacle, accompanying the service of God. What it talks about went in always literally means it was continuous. Every day they were in that first holy place doing their job. It's very important to understand what he's saying here, that they were always, they never quit. They were always having to do something. But when Jesus came, he did it once for all. And that's where Paul is getting their direction from. The priest that they had come, the Jewish priests, they were always in that, you know, the table of showbread weekly. They would have to change, they'd have to replace the weekly showbread. They'd have to do the altar of incense daily, make sure everything's burning. The candle, the light, golden candlestick. They have to make sure it kept burning. Always they're doing something. Offerings and all sacrifices daily. That's what he's saying. Then in verse number 7. But into the second, that would be the holiest holies, went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, for which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. Now, Paul was now speaking of the great day of atonement, which was the 10th day of the 7th month. The 10th day of 7th, always year after year after year, it would be that day when the high priest would enter into the Holy of Holies to offer a sacrifice first for himself and then for the sins of Israel. Now here's the key I want you to understand, and I'll close with this. Their sins would not be forgiven. And let that sink in. When the high priest would go in there once a year and place that blood on the altar, their sins were not forgiven. They were rolled over. What do you mean they were rolled over? Literally means that they would be winked. In Acts chapter number 17, verse number 30, we read these words, that God winked at them. The word wink, we think wink. You know, that's not what this word wink mean. You know, yeah, I know. It means he overlooked their sins. When that blood was offered, he overlooked their sins until the next year. Then they have to do it again. And it kept building. I think of it like a big snowball. Now it's going to come into picture. Every year, their sins have just rolled over to the next day of atonement. And then to the year after year after year, and just kept more and more and more. And that's why when you understand, when Jesus Christ was on the cross of Calvary, when it said he took upon himself the sins of the whole world, that wasn't there during AD 30 or 33. That was since the time of Adam. All those sins had been rolled over and over, and they had all been placed on Jesus at Calvary. Turn me to Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number... Hebrews chapter 10. Greg put these up there in verses 3 and 4. And we'll get there in a week or two. But this is what it's talking about. Hebrews 10, 3, 4. But in those sacrifices, there's a remembrance again made of sins every year. But in those sacrifices, what sacrifices? The sacrifice of their sins, there's still a remembrance made of sins every year. Why? Verse number 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. They could not forgive sins. If Jesus Christ would not have died on Calvary, all those people who brought their little lambs to the altar, had them sacrificed and all, they would have all, including me and you, would have died and gone to hell.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.